Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Barb Fricke from Felician Village back with us. Hi, Barb. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
I have a song in my heart this time of year. That's good, because we're talking music therapy. It's a new program you just started offering at Felician Village. Can you tell us more about the program and how it works and who benefits from this music therapy?
Sure. We are thrilled to be able to be offering music therapy at Felician Village. We have a board-certified music therapist. Her name is Ann Wilkerson, and she is now providing services for our residents. We've started the program in St. Mary's, and then we will be expanding that across the campus throughout the coming months. And just as a reminder, St. Mary's is our nursing home. So we sometimes get the question of, you know, okay, it's music, so I can play music for mom or dad at home, and it's fine. But just as physical therapy is different from an exercise class, music therapy is different from entertainment or just listening to music. What a music therapist does is uses music to understand how various musical elements are processed in the brain. And then understanding these processes then can result in increased alertness, improved speech, or decreased agitation, anxiety, or pain.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'd like to give you an example of how music therapy can help someone. So resident Marty was referred for pain. Marty was grimacing, yelling, and tensing his muscles. By providing non-painful sensory input, the music therapist prevents pain sensations from traveling to the central nervous system. So the therapist begins with auditory input, meaning music, and then changes the speed, the volume, the rhythmic or the chordal complexity to match Marty's state until he's so relaxed that he falls asleep.
Ooh, good.
So, yeah, this provides a non-pharmacological approach to pain management, meaning no pills necessary, so that's always a good thing, and decreased need for those pain medications. And pain medications are a good thing in some respects, but when they're used too often, they can be a bad thing. And especially as we get older and our body doesn't metabolize the pain medication the way it did when we were younger.
Yeah, you know, anytime pain medication can be pain can be controlled without medication, that's really good. Now, does music therapy need a therapist need that special training?
They actually do. Music therapists earn a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in music therapy. They must then obtain 1,200 hours of supervised clinical training and pass a board certification exam. Music therapists are also trained musicians, using mostly live music in order to constantly adapt to a patient's specific needs. So just like other therapies, I mentioned physical therapy before, an individual treatment plan is developed by the music therapist for each person, and that's based on their needs, their likes, their wants, and it's adapted as their needs change. And we've been very fortunate to bring this program to Felician Village from a grant provided by Felician Services, which is an organization of the Felician Sisters, and then from the West Foundation, which is a local foundation here in town. So we've just started the program, and like I said, we're excited. It's only been a couple weeks that we've been up and running, so I don't have any specific stories other than Marty at this point to share, but we're excited about the program, and you can find out more about this music therapy program, which is new at Felician Village, on FeliciaVillage.org. And on our homepage.
Sounds great, Barb. Anytime we have a song in our heart or even a song on our lips, that has to be a good thing.
Yes, it does.
We'll talk again. We'll talk again real soon. Okay, Barb?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.